Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The White House blaming high food prices on Putin. Fewer Americans donate to charity. Carjacking spike in major cities. A new survey ranks the least corrupt countries on earth. Also ahead, today is the anniversary of the JFK assassination. Most Americans still believe it was a conspiracy. We'll take a look. But first, the Biden administration blaming high food prices on Vlad Putin and bad weather. The Department of Agriculture releasing a statement, quote, Russia's war in Ukraine and drought across the United States are pushing up the cost of Thanksgiving staples, unquote. The big meal this Thursday will be the most expensive in history. The price for turkey, pumpkin pie, stuffing, even cranberry sauce, all up 30% compared to a year ago. A report from the Wall Street Journal finds just 45% of Americans plan on giving to charity this Christmas, the lowest level in two decades. Economists blame the drop on inflation. A third of households say they are scaling back on gifts as well. 25% are reducing the number of guests this Thanksgiving. The average family now spends an extra $500 a month because of high prices for fuel and food. The number of carjackings in America's biggest cities jumping, stealing an automobile with you in it, has doubled in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, New Orleans, Los Angeles. Car robberies in San Francisco up 800%. Many neighborhoods are witnessing more than 3,000 break-ins a month. Bay Area residents are leaving their windows down when parking so criminals don't smash the glass. All this is happening because criminals are not being prosecuted. A survey from Transparency International ranks the least corrupt countries on earth. They are Denmark, New Zealand, Finland, Norway, Sweden. Most corrupt places, the Sudan, Syria, Somalia, Venezuela, Afghanistan. The USA is in the middle of the pack, number 28 on the corruption scale. In a moment, on this day in 1963, President Kennedy was assassinated. Right back.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries, and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. 59 years ago today, President John F. Kennedy was shot dead in Dallas, Texas. Immediately, a federal investigation ensued, and a year later, 1964, the Warren Commission concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone when he killed JFK, that there was no conspiracy. Oswald, of course, was murdered a few days after being apprehended for Kennedy's killing by Jack Ruby. On December 15, 2021, the Biden administration released 1,500 previously unseen documents related to the assassination of JFK. That is less than 10% of the 16,000 documents that remain classified on the case. The fact that anything about JFK's assassination is still classified has convinced an army of conspiracy folks that their suspicion is justified, that Oswald either didn't do it or had help. The CIA and FBI claim the documents remain classified because they contain the names and personal details of still living intelligence and law enforcement informants from the 60s and 70s who could be at risk if their names were made public. A 2017 survey from Gallup finds 61% of Americans believe Lee Harvey Oswald was part of a larger conspiracy to kill Kennedy. 30% believe he acted alone. Now, as you may know, I wrote a book called Killing Kennedy. We investigated the case using FBI agents and others who were on the scene in 1963. No secondary sources, no theories. Lee Harvey Oswald did kill JFK. The evidence is overwhelming. The problem is, he was a very strange character, and it is easy to doubt the hard evidence. But again, there's plenty of it. Also, two other groups were trying to kill President Kennedy at the same time: organized crime and anti-Castro militia people. Oswald beat them to the crime. Organized crime hated the Kennedy brothers because they were investigating the mafia, which, of course, I write about in Killing the Mob. The anti-Castro militias were angry about the Bay of Pigs failure that JFK engineered in Cuba. There is one loose end that I have not been able to define. Lee Harvey Oswald had a relationship with a man named George DeMorenshield. He was a CIA operative, very shadowy figure. He committed suicide. But his daughter is still alive. She isn't talking, but I think she knows a lot. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And also, check out Killing Kennedy, Killing the Mob, and my new book, Killing the Legends. Great holiday gifts. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. This Thursday, 3 million people will line the streets of Midtown Manhattan to see musicians, marching bands, and 78 massive balloons. The annual procession down 6th Avenue dates back nearly 100 years. Here is the story behind the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. As the USA prospered during the Roaring Twenties, so did New York City's iconic department store, Macy's. By 1924, its headquarters in Herald Square was so popular It expanded to cover an entire city block along 34th Street. The shop was billed as the biggest retail space on Earth, encompassing more than 1 million square feet. To showcase the opening of the world's largest store, Macy's decided to throw New York a parade on Thanksgiving morning. The event was not about Thanksgiving at all, but the next major holiday, Christmas. On November 27, 1924, the first Macy's parade made its way from Harlem to Times Square. The floats featured characters from Mother Goose nursery rhymes, The Old Woman Who Lived in a Shoe, Little Miss Muffet, Little Red Riding Hood, and on and on. Macy's employees dressed as clowns, cowboys, and medieval knights. Bringing up the rear was the guest of honor, Santa Claus, sitting in his reindeer-driven sled. The event immediately became a New York holiday tradition. The first Mickey Mouse balloon debuted in 1934. The procession was televised in 1947 to coincide with the release of the film Miracle on 34th Street. Today, 25 million Americans tune in to watch the parade. And here's something else you might not know. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has been canceled just three times. Between 1942 and 44, balloons were deflated and donated to the armed forces to boost supplies of rubber. That was during World War II. The event was also closed to the public in November 2020 because of the COVID pandemic. Happy Thanksgiving. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.